And of course, as always, we have a special guest in studio. Joe's over there on the couch. How you doing, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're just hanging in there early this morning, you know, hanging out, stuff like that. Waking up with you. You're all waked up, ready. You're all woke up, ready to go, huh?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jill's here. Like, I'm sitting here, aren't I?
All right, well, let's talk about what you got going on today. You got a topic coming in for Health's Sake, brought to you by our friends at Northeastern Counseling. Check them out today, Northeastern Counseling. All your counseling needs, you can go to their Facebook page or look them up online, Northeastern Counseling. What's our topic today for Health's Sake?
Today we're talking about radon and electronic recycling.
Well, I'm gonna go with, I think we'll go with radon first because Mindy was all like...
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't say what I have to say to Joe. You go first.
No, I'm looking for questions.
Okay. So we had a neighbor that said she did radon testing.
Okay.
Because she said we're out in Naples and that high radon levels and that they had high radon levels. So we ordered the free test and we did it and it came back like ridiculously dangerously high.
Oh, really?
Like super high. They said, I think 3.4 was like considered high. And we were 31?
Oh, yeah, that is high.
Even he's like, yeah, that's high.
And I was like, Dave, our radon's super high. And he's like, what even is radon? What does that even mean? He's very skeptical about what it means. So can you help me out?
Sure. So January is National Radon Month. They talk about it a lot, especially here in Utah. And in January, radon is a colorless, odorless, tasteless gas. It comes from the soil. That's one of the... misconceptions that a lot of people have. They think it's due to the fact that if you live in an old home or something like that, but radon occurs everywhere in the U.S. More in, you know, there's areas that are higher in radon than others. So it depends on what kind of soil your house sits on, not how old your home is.
It's a dangerous thing. It's not something to take lightly, I would think.
It's considered the number one leading cause of lung cancer after tobacco. There's a lot of research that needs to be done on the correlation between the two, but yeah, we do have free test kits at Tri-County Health. We receive some grant money, so we buy test kits that you can buy. The testing is free. All you have to do is take the kit, put it in your home. You usually leave it there for 2 to 4 days. Then you can ship it off to the lab and they'll do the testing for free and then send you the results.
So I've got one like you did, Mindy. I did one too. Very easy to do. You just put it down there. Like I said, it's super easy. You send it in.
What were your levels?
Mine wasn't that bad. That wasn't that bad. I had a little bit. Mine was elevated a little bit. I have an older home, but it was within range. Because it was really cool. I sent it into the lab, wherever it goes to, right?
Uh-huh.
And they gave me the whole, basically the printout or the email came back. It broke everything down. You know, it says that this is what the deal is. Mine wasn't that bad.
No, mine was in the 30s. But here's my question. So it's saying get a... What is it? A mitigation system? So you get that, you put it in, and it pumps this odorless gas out of the house, right? Outside.
Correct, yes.
But if it's just putting it right outside of your house, and if the house, if like all the soil that your yard's on has it too, how is that any different? Like, how is that better for you?
So generally it's worse. That's why they recommend testing in the winter. And generally we'll have snow. We'll have a blanket of snow that prevents it from going up in the yard right through the soil. So your home acts kind of like a vacuum and it will pull because it has, you know, spaces for the cracks.
So pull it back in.
Like if you have a crawl space, if you have a basement.
Right. That's where we put it. It was in our basement.
So yeah, a lot of times it will pull right up into the home. And so when you put that mitigation system in, it's a continuous running fan. And the state code is that you pump it, it's piped to the rooftop.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Putting up there and then it'll dissipate.
So you gotta run up to the top so it goes out the roof.
At least your eave,
but yeah, but if you're outside, like in your yard on your soil, isn't it still coming up from there?
Yeah, but it's not concentrated. It's able to mix with the outside air, with wind and everything else. The reason it gets concentrated in your home is because it's captured in there.
It gets trapped. Yeah. So we actually do need to get a system. This isn't just a bunch of BS.
If you're
30,
you saw Joe's face, he's like, yeah, it's a little high.
So the EPA sets the standard for a home at 4 picocuries per liter, and it sounds like yours was, Matt, was less than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, mine wasn't that bad. Mine was just two. Yeah, it was something like really lower. It was like, okay, I'm reasonable.
Oh, no, mine was
the OSHA standard for working conditions is 28, and so there's a big discrepancy there that I think they should resolve, but if you're over 28, then they would, if you were in a working environment, they would make you change it by law. And so that would be a,
I'm not coming to your house, man.
Yeah, they keep sending me emails. They're like, no, seriously, your levels are really high. And I'm like, Dave, they're really high. And he's like, I don't even know what radon is.
You know it's bad if you're getting actual emails from them saying, hey, just so you know, this is a high one.
They're like, no, we're serious. You tested very high.
You know, I guess there's something you could do, what you are thinking about. Maybe you just try it again. I mean, just to be, it's like, okay, maybe you can test it again. Just
possible, retest. You can retest and check it. We have a continuous radon monitor, which is an active monitor, so it pulls air. If you wanted, we could come test your home with it just to verify the
That'd probably the test be what I would kit. Do.
Okay.
If you're wondering about that, it doesn't hurt to do a second test just to confirm that it was high.
And if it's still high, then you know you're in trouble.
So it's something that the people you're seeing in the basin should probably test for, right?
Yes, and it can change. I mean, it depends on uranium and other elements in the soil that as they decay, they get down to radon, which is one of those decayed daughter elements as that decays. And so if there happens to be that in the soil where your home is, then, you know, say this year you test and it's, you don't get any high readings, but maybe 10 years down the road, it has hit that point.
So it's constantly changing. It's changing.
It can change and shift over time.
What do you guys recommend in testing? Do you recommend every like couple years or what do you recommend on that?
In the schools, I know the state tests the schools. They recommend they try to test the schools every 5 years.
Okay.
I would say every 5 to 10 years would probably
just to double check. That's good to know.
It's good.
And then electronic recycling. Tell us about this.
So this is something that the Chamber of Commerce for Vernal, and they've partnered with us. We have a company that comes out. They brought out some recycling bins, and so we're just trying to do that as a service to the community to. Promote recycling. So this is for electronics. You can drop off your electronics at the Vernal Area Chamber of Commerce. You can drop it off at our Vernal office or the Roosevelt office.
Okay.
So this is any like old computers, cell phones, right? Of that?
Pretty much everything you can think of except for they did list three things that they don't want that we won't accept. So
computers and cell phones?
No.
Everything
no, you
said.
Can take those. So it says no TVs, no matter what style. I'm not sure what that is, but they don't want any TVs.
Okay.
No CRT computer monitors, like the old block style.
The big ones. Okay.
They don't want those and no vehicle batteries. But other than that, pretty much anything else that you bring in will
recycle. So you can come down to either one of your offices in Roosevelt or Vernal, drop them off there or the Chamber
of Commerce. Offices, right?
Okay.
Right. Yep.
Oh, that's good to know. So if you got some stuff you're going through your house,
That's
really good to know.
Good time to clean that junk out of your house this winter. So.
That's right.
It is. Well, cool. Well, thank you, Joe. Anything else you want to add before you head on out?
No, I think that's it. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you for
coming
in.
Thanks, Joe.